AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Senate's given the president what he wanted, fast-track authority to negotiate trade agreements in Asia and elsewhere. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who chairs the Finance Committee, says it's great the bill has finally passed.
This is, I believe, the most important bill we'll pass in the Senate this year. It will help reassert Congress's role over U.S. trade negotiations and reestablish the United States as a strong player in international trade.
Democrat Jeff Merkley, though, says the bill is bad for the economy.
It's wrong for America because it's wrong for working families to have their jobs shipped overseas.
Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal declared his candidacy for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination today and set about trying to distinguish himself in a crowded field. Thousands of mourners have visited the South Carolina State House today to pay their respects to State Senator Clemente Pinckney, one of nine people shot and killed at a Charleston church a week ago tonight. Moments before a judge sentenced him to death today, Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev rose to his feet and apologized to the victims and their loved ones for the first time. Lynn Julian, a survivor, says she didn't believe the young man.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse.
Authorities searching 75 square miles of rugged territory in upstate New York for two escaped murderers say they still don't know if the convicts are armed. Bobby Christina Brown has been moved to hospice care after months in a hospital. Her aunt says the condition of Whitney Houston's daughter has worsened. And an 8-year-old boy suffered minor injuries this afternoon when he was bitten by a shark at Surf City, North Carolina. This is AP Radio News. The NFL commissioner isn't tipping his hand on the suspension of Super Bowl MVP Tom Brady, who has appealed that suspension.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has given no indication how long he'll take to rule on Tom Brady's 4-game suspension. The New England Patriots quarterback and his lawyer spent 10 hours with the commissioner Tuesday. Attorney Jeffrey Kessler says he thinks they made a good case. If Goodell leaves any part of the suspension in place, Brady could take the case to court. That would lengthen the controversy over underinflated footballs used in last season's playoffs. The Patriots are, of course, vitally interested in the outcome of the case, and time is getting to be an issue. Training camp starts in 5 weeks. Warren Levinson, New York.
A scratch-off lottery ticket bought as a last-minute Father's Day gift has turned a Pennsylvania truck driver into an instant millionaire. 61-year-old Joseph Mara was given the winning $1 million payout ticket on Sunday. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.